25. The body was already gone by the time Jesse got there. He still wanted to see where a couple hikers had discovered the grave somebody had dug, covering it with dirt and branches, knowing it would be discovered eventually, but perhaps not for a while. Another grave, Jesse thought, this time with the kid who'd been digging them in paradise in it. He was standing with Brian Lundquist's number 2 in the homicide division of the state cops, an ex-UMass tight end named Booker Mays. He still had his wallet on him, Mays said. When I told Lundquist who it was, he said I should call you. He's a big fan of mine, Jesse said. Not sure I'd put it that way, Mays said. But he's been following what you got going on over there in your town. All of which just got worse, Jesse said. We called in one of our examiners, Mays said. She said she couldn't be sure, but it looked like the kid had been dead a couple of days. Mays turned and spit some tobacco. He looked like he got beat up pretty bad, he said, before they put one through the back of his head. Jesse said, where's your boss, by the way? Hanging out down there in Beacon Hill with the fancy people, he said. Sonny's neighborhood. Not everybody was fancy down there. Somebody shot a judge, Mays said, in bed with another judge's wife. Couldn't keep it in his robe, Jesse said. Flesh is weak, Mays said. The kid had gone missing around the time somebody shot our mayor, Jesse said. Missing on his own? Or on the run, Jesse said, until he got caught. You want to talk about it? Mays said. Long story, Jesse said. I rarely run into any short ones, Booker Mays said. Jesse kept staring down at the shallow grave. He had never met Ben Gage. Now he was dead, most likely over dirt he and Blair Richmond and their friends thought was worth fighting for, even though they weren't in it for the money. Jesse decided he might pop the next person he heard call them tree huggers. At least he knew where Ben Gage was now. Where was Blair Richmond? This all over that land deal, Mays said. There are people in my town who thought this kid was standing in the way of a big score for some powerful people and all the people in town who could make smaller scores. Land worth killing over, Mays said. Gonna find out, Jesse said, or die trying. Mays grinned. How come with you, he said. That doesn't sound like a figure of speech. Jesse walked out of the woods then. Maybe there could possibly have been a lousier way to start his day. Couldn't think of one offhand.